You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is The Unfolding Self with your host, Dr. Anna Kay. Dr. Anna has traveled much of the world as an observer of people and life. Dr. Anna believes there is a spiritual awakening taking place and that she just very well may be the conduit for bringing consciousness to the people. Now, please welcome the host of The Unfolding Self, Dr. Anna Kay.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. And I hope you are all in the midst of all these preparations for a really good and blessed holiday, a happy one filled with peace. Welcome. I appreciate your being here in the middle of all of this. And this is Dr. Anna Kay from The Unfolding Self, brought to you through the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Now, I want to remind you today that we have it possible for you to call in. That number is 855-856-1380. And I believe my guest today will have many questions that you might want to ask and ask her about it. And I'm going to pass on to you. First of all, I need to give a shout out to two friends in Rwanda, Placide and Olivier, who often listen to this program, and I promised I would let them know I know they're there. I wanted to also share an idea with you that was given to me by a friend in South Africa. In my travels, I did make friends throughout the world, which was so much fun. This idea gained a lot of positive attention on Facebook, and I want to share it with you. It is for the coming year to keep an empty jar in your kitchen, and each time something good happens to you or your family, to put a little note in that jar and check it every week and once a month to see all the wonderful things that are happening. Because we often get caught up in all the negative things that happen to us, and this is a great way to remember that we do have a lot of wonderful, wonderful things that happen throughout the year, and to remember gratitude for those things. I myself, I'm a listener. I work in the Shenandoah River Valley, and I can be reached if you're interested in working with me. I can be reached through akarola@gmail.com. I also want to remind you there will be no show next week as it is Christmas week, but we will be back the week after, and my guest will be Wanche, and we will be speaking about restorative justice. And later on in January, we're going to have someone coming in to speak about sex trafficking in Harrisonburg. So this morning, my guest is Joanne Selinsky, who is the operator of Soul Source. And she believes with Teilhard de Chardin that we are spiritual beings in search of a human experience. She is a trained hypnotherapist, certified by the International Medical and Dental Hypnotherapy Association and by the Weiss Institute in Past Life Regression and the Newton Institute in Life Between Lives by Hypnotherapy. Join us as we talk with Joanne about this fascinating topic. And again, that telephone number is 855-856-1380. Good morning, Joanne. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning, Anna. How are you today? It's great to be here.
Great. It's wonderful to have you here. Now, I want to ask you some questions. First of all, I think we need to find out, you talk about spiritual regressions. What does that mean?
That's a great question. Well, spiritual regression is a type of hypnotherapy in which the person, I'll call them the client, who comes in for a session, is interested in connecting to their eternal self. Now, in some Religious traditions, people refer to that as the soul. In mm-hmm. others, Atman. And in the metaphysical world, we refer to it as the superconscious. So it's that aspect, connecting to that aspect of ourselves that transcends our physicality.
Interesting. And you do that through hypnosis?
Yes. Yes. The first step is in with these sessions is for people mm-hmm. to physically relax and then mm-hmm. to have their mind relaxed. Oftentimes, I think a lot of folks are familiar with the idea of the monkey mind. We go through mm-hmm. the day, there's a million things racing through our heads. We may have just come out of traffic, etc. So the first step in these spiritual regressions is for a person to be hypnotized, which, by the way, a lot of people have some misunderstanding of what hypnosis is. At its basic, it's a communication process that is engaged between the hypnotherapist and the client when they're in a relaxed state.
Now, I have to admit, Joanne, I'm fairly familiar with hypnosis, but I also know a lot of people still equate it with stage hypnosis and with being yes. convinced to do things that they don't want to do. Is that the case?
Yes, actually, you're absolutely right. That's most people's common understanding because of either television or movies, or maybe they've been in, actually participated in an audience with mm-hmm. a stage hypnotist. This actually gives me a good chance to explain this in simplicity. When people in an audience, there's mm-hmm. a stage hypnotist, invites people to come up. The people
yes.
who are volunteering are already making a conscious decision that they'll participate. Now, imagine in the audience is a very outgoing, gregarious, extroverted person, happy to participate. They get up with excitement. They're on the stage. Also
yes.
in the audience are people who are not so extroverted or outgoing, and they're looking the other way, hoping the hypnotist looks the other way and doesn't pick them. This actually gives us the crux of the matter. The person who gets up is already
yeah.
making a conscious decision to be hypnotized, whereas the person who's looking away and doesn't want to get selected, they're making a conscious choice not to be hypnotized. And a predicate for any hypnosis is that the client is making the conscious choice. So the folks who get up and are told to cluck like a chicken or make some other animal sound, their conscious mind has actually agreed to participate in the fun. And so the misgiving is that people think their mind can be controlled by a hypnotherapist, and that's so far from the truth. No one can hypnotize.
You mean I can't convince somebody by convincing them that they are taking a shower alone on a beach, you know, and no one's around for miles around. I can't convince them to remove their clothes?
No. You could only do that, A, if they were consciously choosing to remove their clothes, and if, B, they had asked you in the hypnotic trance to tell them to take off their clothes. So
really?
There's multiple levels of conscious choice involved. And in fact, the key in a successful hypnosis session is for the person to be totally ready for the experience. So take, for example, two people who come in, they want to lose weight. One person's
yes.
there, they're totally ready to lose weight. The other person's there because either their doctor suggested to them they lose weight or their family's been, you know, badgering them to change their eating habits. Even though both people are in the room, unless the person's fully ready, willing to change their behavior, change their belief about what food is and how they use food, the person who is ready and has come in with the belief that they can change their eating habits can be hypnotized and will lose weight,
okay.
whereas the other person won't.
All right. Hang on, Joanne. We're going to find out more about this, and I want to know about the role of hypnosis in past life regression. Okay, everyone, you are listening to The Unfolding Self, and this is your host, Dr. Anna Kay. We're coming to you through the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. We're going to commercial break, and we will be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dr. Anna Kay, host of The Unfolding Self, and we are speaking today with Joanne Selinsky, and we are getting into the past life regressions. We were talking about hypnosis, and I wanted to know about the role of hypnosis in past life regressions and just what is a past life regression. I mean, I know she said it helps me connect to my soul, but what does that mean, and where does that tune into past lives? Okay, Joanne, please.
Well, people who come for past life sessions have, in general, thought a lot about their patterns of behavior, patterns of thinking and beliefs, and patterns of relationships. Some of those folks have, in fact, been in therapy or counseling, trying to get to the root to resolve situations that trip them up in life. And almost universally, people have gotten to the point where they realize they cannot explain their own behavior, their own feelings, by everything they know about their current life. And they either see on television or read a book, or a friend tells them about past life regression. And so they come into a past life regression session hoping to fill in the picture of why they feel, act, or behave in a certain way.
Interesting. Can you give an example?
Well, I think a common example is when people have fears that limit them. For example, I live in a metropolitan area. Actually, I live and work in two metropolitan areas, and the only way to easily get between both is to use the highway. So I have people who've come for sessions who do not use the highway because they have a tremendous fear of the highway. Nothing in this life is a predicate for why they're afraid to drive on the highway. And in fact, they go to great lengths to drive from point A to point B using other roads. That's the kind of thing, if you can't explain it in your current life, you look for an answer in an earlier life. And what you might discover is, in fact, you were in a horrific car accident in an earlier life and died. And the imprint from that tragedy then is something that you carry forward into a future life. That's a simple one. More complicated examples are when people have very complicated romantic relationships and they find themselves in a continual loop, regardless of who they're in a relationship with. It seems that they keep repeating a pattern in a relationship that doesn't work for them. And they've, again, been through a lot of thought about it. They have a lot of insight about their own history. And they reach a point, they just cannot, they can't, if you will, crack the nut of why they get into the same pattern. That's
can
a very common thing that brings people into past life regression.
Can you have two people that are continually being attracted back to each other until they resolve something?
Absolutely. In fact, in the life between life work that we do, what we have found, the work that was the impetus of which was Dr. Michael Newton, what we found is that, in fact, before each lifetime, we make a plan for what we as an individual want to accomplish. And, in fact, we are going through time, eternal time, with a cadre of souls. In fact, you can think of it like a repertory troupe. And each time you incarnate, you turn to your extended soul family. I use the word soul as in soul source. You turn to your extended soul family and you lay out the plan that you have for your lifetime and you ask for volunteers. So truly, it's like casting a play, but the play is your life. The drama is your life. And the same cadre of souls are the people you're turning to. So yes, in fact, it's very common for people to, in fact, understand when they meet someone that there's a connection, even though it's the first time they're meeting.
So could you perhaps have somebody come into your life because, say, for example, you need to learn a lesson around compassion? And you may have somebody come into your life that does something to you. And I can remember, I'm trying to think about the group whose children were killed. And I believe they were a group of Amish or Mennonite. And they forgave. They extended compassion to the person. Would this have been a contract that they came in with, maybe? I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying.
It may well have been. In fact, we understand that when souls make a plan for a lifetime, there's a number of different categories of things that we try to accomplish. We come into life to learn, we come into life to heal, and in some cases we actually include in our plan serving others. So when you see horrific tragedies or wide-scale phenomena in the world. For example, I know you worked in Rwanda, the genocide in Rwanda, or the AIDS epidemic. Right. What you see that can come out of those tragedies is a development of societal compassion at a degree that didn't exist before. So, yes, in fact, you've hit on one of the very specific things that people are willing to incorporate into their plan to serve other people.
The interesting thing about Rwanda, just to give it as a side note, is that the people that rescued the Tutsis during the were the biggest rescuers of the Tutsis in Rwanda were the Muslims, and the biggest people, the biggest group that turned against them were the Catholics, and were perpetrators of the genocide, which is really quite interesting given the world situation and our views today. Can you bring that back down to the individual? I mean, if say I have a really tenuous relationship with my mother, might it be that I came in to learn compassion for her, or I had to learn some lessons with her, and that until I do, we keep connecting again and again? Is that
possible? It's absolutely possible. And the good news but bad news is, as souls, we tend to learn through opposites. So the very thing we're hoping to achieve, for example, peace, calmness, harmony, we might actually build into our life plan the challenge of reaching peace and harmony in a relationship or in life in general. So that's absolutely what we do.
Okay, we are coming back. I mean, this is really getting extremely interesting, and I have more questions. If you do, don't forget to call in. This is the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, and this is Dr. Anna Kay, the Unfolding Self. Don't touch that dial. We will be right back.
Jenny Friend is a licensed marriage and family therapist and a certified clinical sexologist, commonly known as a sex therapist, with over 30 years of experience in the field of sexuality. She's been a researcher and teacher and is further trained in human development over the lifespan. She's also a published author and a radio personality. Her specialized training in lifespan developments means she can help individuals, couples, and families through difficult developmental phases. Her primary ways of working are through the tools of cognitive, behavioral, and psychoenergetics theories and techniques. Couples, individual men and women, and families are also welcome. She can meet in her office in Costa Mesa, California, or on the internet through Skype at JennyFriendMFT. Call 714-210-9200. You can also send an email from her website at www.centerforclarity.org. That phone number again is 714-210-9200.
Hello, I'm Steve Fagan, and I'm president and CEO of Fagan Associates, but I'm also a life coach. I'm here to help you reach your dreams, goals, and objectives. As a life coach, it's my job to be your support, to be your teammate, to help you understand what is your dream, what is your life passion, and then together, we work as that team to help you reach your specific goals. Life is worth living the best you can be. Working with a life coach, you're fulfilling those dreams and goals is your passion, and it's your way of living. Let me help you do that today. Let me help you really reach the best that you can be as a person and live the life you should be living. I'm Steve Fagan. I'm a life coach, and I'm here for you.
Contact Steve Fagan at FaganAndAssociatesInc.com or call 1-800-239-2701.
And I'll be glad to help you move forward to live the life of success. Reach your dreams, your goals, your objectives. We can do it together.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is the Unfolding Self with your host, Dr. Anna Kay. We're coming to you through the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Again, that telephone number is 855-856-1380. And we just were discussing an interesting point. Joanne, does it matter if I believe in reincarnation or not? What if I have a firm belief that this is the only life that there is, and I'm absolutely positive about that? What happens then?
Well, I'll put it this way, Anna. Usually, people have an inkling that that hard and fast belief that they've had in the past may not be true. The truth is, very few people walk into a hypnotherapist's office for past life regression if at some level they can't contemplate that they have multiple lives. Now, having said that, I would say uniformly more than half of the people who schedule past life sessions with me tell me they weren't certain that they believed in past life. But what happened is, so the short answer is no, you don't have to believe in reincarnation. What happens, though, is even when people have some doubt or have a lot of doubt, the experience that they have is so profound that they leave without the doubt that they came in the room with. So I'd say, in a nutshell, the hard and fast disbeliever doesn't bother scheduling the sessions, but those that come in, even with a lot of doubt, that doubt doesn't preclude them from going into an incredible experience and then coming out of that experience with a changed view on reincarnation.
Now, I can understand past life regressions. Now, tell me about the between life regressions. I was just saying that I have a friend that believes that she was really very comfortable in this wonderful, like, lavender cloud when she was forced to incarnate in this plane. She tells me she wasn't happy about it and really resented it. Is this possible?
Absolutely.
The people come in against they come in against their will?
Not really. So at some level, she was agreeing to come. What she's articulating to you is that she was very aware at the point that she was on the verge of arriving here, that she was leaving a blissful state and coming into a life that would have challenges and would not always offer bliss. So the interesting thing is when we're in that blissful state, we understand that life in the physical world can be challenging as well as offering great rewards. It is not uncommon, though, for people to have some ambivalence, but they show up anyway and go from there, if you will.
What's a between life regression?
Well,
Go ahead.
It's a type of hypnotherapy in which the person, our goal is to literally spend time in the place that we as individual souls go in between lives. So in between your separate incarnations, you go to the interlife, the afterlife. Mm-hmm. Some traditions refer to it as heaven, but without even putting any religious connotation, it's literally the realm of existence where we go in between lives, which is where the name came from, life between lives. And what Dr. Michael Newton discovered, quite frankly, accidentally, and I can tell you that story in a minute, is that mm-hmm. there is this vast world of existence that we return to time and time again in between our lives.
Okay, tell me about Dr. Newton.
Well, the interesting thing, he was himself a non-believer, a practicing counseling psychologist who used hypnotherapy most often to relax people who had a lot of stress issues. Now, initially, mm-hmm. he had a client come to him, just to get back to fill this in, had a client come to him who was sent from a medical doctor. The person had extreme intense pain in their chest under their shoulder blade. And the person had come, and there was no medical reason. They had done a lot of tests, et cetera. So this is sometimes the case. A doctor will refer somebody to a hypnotherapist to get to the origin, the psychic origin of the pain. In that case, uh-huh. Dr. Newton suggested to the client to go back to when he first experienced the pain, and much to Dr. Newton's surprise, the gentleman was in a foxhole during World War I getting bayonet and was killed with a bayonet, and thus the origin of the pain. Well, that started Dr. Newton on. Yes, really. And in fact, we come into life with the physical manifestations of injuries and trauma that we've had in prior lives, and pains as well as maladies. But back to Dr. Newton's circumstance, so he began researching reincarnation after that. And in fact, he was a kind of avid amateur historian. He knew enough in this first session, to ask the gentleman what was the rank and company that he was serving with, et cetera, where was the battle that he was killed. And after the session, he went to the war room in London and contacted him and, in fact, verified the facts that he uncovered during the session. Well, that started him down the road studying reincarnation. A couple of years later, he had a woman come into his office. This is another client. He had been doing a lot of past life regression work. This woman came in, and her presenting issue was that she had no friends. She was very isolated and could never remember, according to what she said to him, ever being cared about or connected to a group of people. Dr. Newton put her in a hypnotic trance and suggested to her that she go back, again, thinking he would be bringing her back to some past life where she had this experience of being with a group. And he said to her, go back to the last time you remember being cared for and connected in a group. And in fact, where she was in the life between lives. 7,000 cases later, Dr. Newton wrote several world-influencing books, Journey of Soul, Destiny of Soul, in which he literally mapped out our collective and generalized experience in the interlife. So that's how we come to know about it. So when people come for those sessions, they're coming and with the intention much broader than like we talked about with past life with a specific question or a specific query. They're coming for a much bigger understanding of their soul's progress, the meaning of life, the meaning of suffering in life, and they come with very big questions.
Okay. Joanne, we are really enjoying this. We're going to be coming back. And again, this is the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I am Dr. Anna Kay, your host on The Unfolding Self. And we will be right back. Don't touch that dial. When we come back, I'm going to ask Joanne about spirit guides. All right. Don't touch that dial. We'll see you shortly.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Perbula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Perbula, go to BonnieGPerbula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
MJ Domit is the owner of Expect to Be Empowered, a company whose specialty is empowering people to live their best life by following their heart and accepting themselves unconditionally. After studying and making personal changes, MJ now focuses on giving others tools for self-empowerment. She provides individual and group workshops for people who are physically, emotionally, and spiritually blocked. Inspired by her work at Expect to Be Empowered, MJ authored the book Waves of Blue Light, Heal the Heart and Free the Soul, with accompanying empowerment cards. She is a Spirit Book of the Year Gold Medal Living Now Book Award winner. And her book is a number one Amazon bestseller in spirituality and was a 2012 Gold Medal winner, recognized as the Living Now Spirit Book of the Year. An inspirational speaker, MJ will show you how you can repurpose every area of your life. Your life did not just happen to you. You chose it, which means you can change it. Visit www.expecttobeempowered.com or call 866-264-8024.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Anna Kay. This is the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, and I am the host of The Unfolding Self. Again, the telephone number, 855-856-1380. I am here with Joanne Selinsky. We are talking about past life and between life regressions. Now, we're going to, in this segment, talk about spirit guides and near-death experience. Joanne, can you talk about that and go right ahead and get started?
Okay, well,
look forward to hearing this.
I spend a lot of time in hypnotic sessions talking to clients' spirit guides. And in fact, what many people, in addition to doing past life sessions and life between life sessions, people who are aware that they have spirit guides actually come, and that's why we have this broader definition of spiritual regression. They come specifically for sessions to converse with their spirit guide. So in a hypnotic trance, a person comes in, and in fact, I am talking to their spirit guide, and I know it's a little hard to visualize, but the answers are coming through the client themselves. So on the client's behalf, I'm asking the spirit guide questions, and then the answers are coming, again, through the client. It's like a three-way conversation with only two people in the room, or at least two visible people in the room. And what we've come to find out in all of this work is that each of us has at least one spirit guide who's on duty 24/7, no exaggeration, helping us from the ethereal world make decisions, get through trauma, learn the lessons we've come here for. And a lot of people find this to be the most one of the most positive aspects of doing spiritual regression work is the connection, the strong connection that they have with their spirit guide.
What does this have to do with near-death experiences?
Well, the interesting thing about near-death is a lot more people are familiar with near-death experiences because millions, literally millions of people around the world have had in the last 40 years since medical technology and advances have reached the stage that they've had, have had a near-death experience in which, because of, again, medical advancements, they're brought back to life. Now, in the near-death state, many people report a commonality of experience. And the simplest way to explain this is they get in touch with that eternal aspect of themselves, and they briefly experience the bliss that exists above physicality, above physical life. In fact, a lot of folks have read, there's a lot of books out of children who've had near-death experiences, adults, who, a lot of movies, so a lot of people are aware of this. The connection is that those stories are giving us the insight that people pursue spiritual regression for. So the link is, that's sometimes what gets somebody interested in doing spiritual regression work, is they know of somebody personally who's had a near-death experience, or they see a beautiful movie, or they read a book about near-death experiences, and they come to have that vitality of eternal life, and they want to learn more about it. And then they venture in, you know, in a very conscious way, without dying, into exploring the spiritual realm. So that's the connection.
Let me ask you something. If one has this beautiful, blissful experience in a near-death experience, or say in a meditation experience, you know, which sometimes that will happen, what brings a person back? I mean, if it is really as blissful as you say, why don't I just stay there?
Well, let me say this. In fact, what we've heard from a good number of people in near-death experiences is, in fact, they've been told by a higher being that it's not their time to die and they must come back. So, in fact, there are some very profound stories of people who, in that state of bliss, don't want to come back and are told they have to. Now, that tends not to be the case with the person who's come in for spiritual regression, because they know that they're going to this state as a visitor. And their plan isn't to go for good, but their plan is to go to learn something, to bring back insight and or healing. And you're absolutely right to point out that state of bliss that people reach in meditation is, in fact, they've reached the state of the superconscious. And, in fact, those of us who are looking for that internal peace and bliss and calmness can get it ourselves by a really conscientious meditative practice. What one doesn't necessarily get from a meditative practice is the concrete answers to problems and presenting issues in life. And that's sort of a benefit that one gets from pursuing spiritual regressions that you wouldn't necessarily get from being a deep meditator.
So I could get these insights. I mean, you know, if I'm trying to figure out, say I want to, as a conscious human being, want to clean up my act, so to speak, so that I have more options when I leave this particular life, doing past life regressions will help me become a better person?
Well, it's a little more complicated. What these sessions provide you is the insight and understanding of what's behind the decisions you're making in life. Now, you're still left to make life decisions. It's not as if it's a switch that gets flipped and then all of a sudden life's better. You return from these sessions or come out of these sessions with this deep understanding of what's the origin of your problem. So many of us spend so much time trying to fix ourselves, fix the problems in our lives, and without a real complete understanding of what it is that's causing the problem, we're sometimes fixing the wrong thing or finding ourselves not fixing anything and just getting more and more frustrated.
That makes sense. I see that a lot as a counselor, and in my work, I've seen a lot of that happen. We just seem to spin our wheels. So this just helps us move forward. Let me ask you, how did you become interested in this work?
Well, the interesting, it goes back to your question about near death. When I was my original training in psychology and therapy, I was introduced to the work of Dr. Raymond Moody, who was the first physician psychiatrist who chronicled near-death experience. So even in my early years of psychological orientation, I was introduced to this understanding that we are more vast than a person typically understands.
Joanne, we're going to commercial break. Hang on to that. We will be right back. This is the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And I am Dr. Anna Kay, the host of The Unfolding Self. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for employment and live in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is the place for you. Are you an employer looking to fill a position or quite a few positions in Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties? Jobs Annex is for you. Employers, JobsAnnex.com is your resource for career-minded people. JobsAnnex.com is the convenient place for job seekers and employers to hook up and move forward. Jobs Annex has been serving Los Angeles, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties for over 14 years. Jobs Annex is a former employment search firm. We've evaluated many thousands of resumes, and we understand what employers want and what job applicants need to be successful in their interviews. At Jobs Annex, we provide you with the tools to tell your story for free. Our resources at JobsAnnex.com will help each applicant construct an award-winning resume, an eye-catching cover letter, and key interview questions to ask in various types of interviews. Best of all, it's free. JobsAnnex.com. That's JobsAnnex.com.
Renaissance woman, trailblazer, maverick. Those are just some of the words to describe Tashandra Poulard, owner and CEO of House Virgo Entertainment, LLC, a woman minority veteran-owned entertainment company based in Washington, D.C. Ms. Poulard served 10 years honorably in the United States Navy and departed from active duty to pursue her dreams of becoming an entertainment mogul. House of Virgo Entertainment offers script writing, producing, directing, DJ services, editing, and more. They cater to businesses, corporations, college students, working professionals, aspiring artists, and nonprofit organizations, and employ veterans of the armed forces. Tashandra Poulard is pioneering the way we view media and taking her brand global. Visit her at www.houseofvirgoentertainment.com or call 281-515-3740 and like her on Facebook at House of Virgo Entertainment, LLC.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is The Unfolding Self with your host, Dr. Anna Kay, coming to you through the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And we are with our guest today, Joanne Selinsky. We were just about to ask her about how she became interested. She was telling us about being interested in the work of Dr. Raymond Moody, who was one of the earlier pioneers on near-death experiences. I'd like her to talk about that and to move into then. She is the operator of Soul Source. If she would talk about what, or coordinator or manager, what that, tell us more about what Soul Source does and how you can find out more. Okay, Joanne.
Well, as we were briefly saying, so my original interest was in near-death experience, which opened me up to if you will, the hugeness of eternity. I would say to the listener, I was raised as in the Catholic faith, but as an adult, began to study Buddhism and Hinduism and came to understand that the articulation of eternity is pervasive in almost every religion. That, coupled with my interest in human behavior, is what led me eventually to begin studying past lives and life between lives and to become a hypnotherapist myself to do this work. So it's if you will, the work reflects my own movement from looking at things from a psychological standpoint to understanding that we're much more complicated than even a psychological being, and began to study then our eternal nature as a way of helping people to understand their behavior. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. And then to segue into your second question, so at that point, once I myself satiated my own need to understand ourselves eternally, I found that really the thing I was most interested in, I wouldn't say exclusively, but the thing I was most interested in was talking about the soul and the soul's journey through eternity. And that's actually where I got the idea of creating Soul Source as a place for, if you will, uncommon dialogue about our place in the world and our eternal journey. Soul Source is a small center that's located in the Montgomery County, a suburb of Washington, D.C. And in addition to the several hypnotherapists who practice there and energy healers, I host metaphysical teachers, spiritual teachers, channelers, psychics, alternative healers who offer classes or lectures. So it's a place, simply said, for uncommon dialogue and exploration of your own eternal journey in a non-traditional way.
Can people attend classes and sessions at Soul Source?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we put out a regular calendar. I have a website. And the website has all the details. In fact, people can sign up on the website to get the calendar of events. The website is simply the, T-H-E, soul, S-O-U-L, source, S-O-U-R-C-E, .net, thesoulsource.net.
Okay.
And on that, you can find out about the practitioners who are based at Soul Source, as well as the programs that are offered there. And you can connect to me directly. There's a contact link there. People can write to me on that link, the telephone information, everything, the location, everything's on the website. It's the simplest and most direct way to connect with everything that's going on at the center.
Okay. Can you give an example of anything that particularly sticks out in your mind that you think is particularly important about this these areas of study?
Well, I think the most important thing is life in the 21st century, even at this moment in time, is incredibly complicated, stressful, challenging. There's trauma, personal trauma that people cope with. There's societal trauma that we're exposed to and that communities and countries are coping with. And all of that can, quite frankly, be very overwhelming. Now, when you pursue this work, it doesn't erase the fact that there's trauma out there or challenges or stress out there. But what it does is it, in offering each of us an understanding that, in fact, we are eternal and the experience of that eternal aspect that we go on despite it all, it is actually quite comforting. And most, if not all, of the people leave a session somewhat floating above the reality of day-to-day life because they've touched directly that part of themselves that transcends it. It's above the fray. So the fray exists, the crises exist, the trauma exists, the stress exists. But when you connect at this level, at this deepest level of who and what you are and what you've been and what you will become, it offers you a peace and a calm that, in general, life doesn't offer us.
Now, let me ask you, if you take a look at the current world situation, what if we have, is it possible that we have a whole group of people that have, I have heard in the past that one of the causes of this is that we have a whole group of people that are reincarnating at the same time because we have such a large world population that the demands on reincarnation are much greater. Do you think there's truth to this?
If I'm understanding, well, I'm not sure I'm understanding your question, but let me say one quick thing.
Yes.
New souls are being created constantly.
Okay.
There is not a finite number of souls, and for that matter, there's not a finite number of worlds where people incarnate. The Earth is just one of the many worlds where people incarnate.
Okay.
It
you
is
speak to
true,
that.
If I understood the other part of your question, though, that souls are returning time and again. I mean, what we find in this work is that people have had hundreds, if not thousands, of lifetimes. And that's, you know, sometimes people come in and that's one of the very specific questions they'd like to find out. How many lives have they had on Earth?
Okay. Joanne, once again, we've hit a commercial break. It's going quickly. This is The Unfolding Self with your host, Dr. Anna Kay. We're coming to you through the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. We will be right back with our guest, Joanne Selinsky, and we will be wrapping up the show, this pre-season holiday show. All right. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is Coach Betty Louise, and I have a question for you. When is the last time you looked in the mirror and saw your amazing beauty and sexuality? 80% of women do not have a positive body image. 97% of women do not like something about their bodies, and over 10 million women have eating disorders. In addition, at least 40% of women are sexually repressed, and 1 in 7 marriages are sexless. I've just completed a book called Healing with Pleasure Medicine. What I will teach you is what gets in the way of your ability to see your beauty, sensuality, and sexuality. How to shift your perception to increase pleasure throughout your entire day. Okay, the place to find all of this information is CoachBettyLive.com. One more time, CoachBettyLive.com. Look forward to connecting.
Horses, mystical, present, past and future, all in one. Wild, free, domestic, and healing for everyone. Betty Hames knows this and has put her horses to good use with Nature Connect Equine Coaching. Her mission is to help people affected by the loss of hope and trust in their lives and to rediscover the wonders of nature through nature-connected learning so they can rebuild their lives and live peacefully with newfound hope, trust, and joy. Betty Hames is also a certified elite life coach, a Washington State certified counselor, and chemical dependency professional. She is passionate about partnering nature with healing, and through horses, she sees amazing results and transformation in lives that might have otherwise been lost. Call 509-830-9225 and visit her at HamesLifeCoaching.com. Hold your horses. You're in for the ride of your life.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Anna Kay and The Unfolding Self coming to you through the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. It is with such pleasure that I bring you this pre-holiday show. And just a reminder, we will not be here next week. We're going to be finishing up and speaking with Joanne Selinsky, and I've asked her to speak to how you can get in touch with her, and I'd like her to speak to that now.
Well, Anna, the best way is actually for folks to go on the Soul Source website, and I'll say it again, and I'll tell you some benefits of that. It's thesoulsource.net. Now,
okay.
If you go on the website, the second tab says Meet Joanne, and when you toggle over that, you can see directly, even if you don't want to read all of that, that there's a contact Joanne at the bottom of that page. Now, when somebody fills that in, I'll get that email right away, and they will also get a free MP3 meditation. Now, it's not a past life regression, but it is a sampling of a hypnosis. So if people would like to find out what it's like to be hypnotized, they'll get that right away. It's called The Journey to a Place of Peace and Tranquility.
Okay.
I want to note, by the way, when I talk about that, just briefly, that every day each of us experiences a hypnotic trance when we're falling asleep and when we're waking up. And so one of the interesting comments that people offer when they are in a session, after the session, is how familiar the physical sensation was. And that's because we're hypnotized regularly when we're reading a good book, watching a great movie, driving the car, or going to sleep and waking up. So, but on the website, on the contact Joanne, just fill it in and I'll be back in contact with you. And you'll also
okay.
be getting that download.
Can you just speak quickly as to what is your hourly rate?
Yes. The sessions, it's $100 an hour. The sessions vary in length. There is a full fee chart on the website as well, but it's $100 an hour.
Okay, great.
And when people contact me, I let them know how many hours different sessions are so they can decide how to proceed.
Okay. And would you agree with Teilhard de Chardin that we are a spiritual being having a physical experience, that it is said that we are the spark of the divine looking to realize itself through physicality?
Absolutely. In fact, that's my favorite quote. It's one that people will see multiple times on my website. It's absolutely the case that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. Absolutely.
And that is essential for us to remember when we get embroiled in what is happening to the earth right now physically, that we need to remember that we can't see, we need to draw back and look at the broader picture and to see what we can do. Would you agree?
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Anna. It's one of the reasons a show like this is so important, to help people remind them of that broader, grander aspect of themselves, because it's too easy to get sidetracked in the day-to-day nitty-gritty of life.
Yeah. And especially as we come into the season of the year that's considered to be the time of peace, when we try to bring peace. I have heard that we are on the road to peace, but I heard more frequently, peace is the road, and that we need to remember that it is through achieving peace within us that we can work to achieve peace outside of us. All right. Thank you, everyone. I hope that you have a peace-filled holiday. This is Dr. Anna Kay bringing you the Unfolding Self through the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Joanne, it has been a pleasure to be with you, and I hope you will come and speak with us again in the future. Thank you.
I can't wait. It's been great. Thank you, Anna. Happy holidays to you and your listeners.
Happy holidays to you, too.
This has been The Unfolding Self with your host, Dr. Anna Kay. Be a part of the spiritual awakening and join Dr. Anna each week in the world of metaphysics and parapsychology on Dr. Anna Kay's The Unfolding Self.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.